Hello, welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Today we're going to talk about the subject of love. In John chapter 13, verse 34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For who does not love his brother and whom he has not seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. It is a new commandment that I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Beloved, it is let us love for one another, for love is from God, and whosoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And in this, the love of God was made to manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. It is, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Little children, let us love in a word or talk, but in deed and in truth. For you were all called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love to serve one another. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Today I'm going to read some Bible verses from John. And if you want to follow along with the little activity, if you have any type of colored construction paper or even colored pencils and you draw some hearts and cut them out, and then write in here some of these Bible verses and put them together to create a big giant heart. "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is what makes us complete. God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. We love because God loved us first. This is how we know that we are children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love, for God to obey his commands.